1017 ESPN Radio, 93.5, 95.3.
On Friday mornings, always a pleasure to welcome U of I alum Bill Melberg, political humorist and satirist, and eveningwiththepresidents.com is where you can find him. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio listeners. I just hope we're all here to enjoy another good morning 1 week from today.
What do you mean?
Well, haven't you heard? As if the ice and snowstorms that are hitting us aren't enough, there's an asteroid headed toward Earth, and it's supposed to give us a very close shave next Friday.
Actually, Bill, we're very much aware of that asteroid here at ESPN Radio. That's why we've invited our number one expert on everything, Dr. Arnold Heimerdinger, to join us this morning, fill us in on the asteroid threat. Dr. Heimerdinger, of course, is the chairperson of the Asteroid Impact Studies Department at the Institute of Extraterrestrial Phenomena. And I should add, Dr. Heimerdinger also holds a very prestigious Thurston Howell III chair in the College of Astronomical Research. It's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Heimerdinger back to our program. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve and Diane. And let's keep our fingers and toes crossed that we'll all be here 1 week from now when that asteroid comes whizzing past Earth.
How close is the asteroid coming, Dr. Heimerdinger, and how big is it?
Well, you know, it's a big rock, Stevie, about half the size of a football field, and it looks like it's going to pass within 17,000 miles of our planet. Now, that's less than 10% of the distance to the moon, which is approximately 250,000 miles away. So it's coming close, closer than some communication satellites. And if the astronomers have made a mistake in measuring its path, uh-oh.
You mean it might hit us?
Well, let's just say we could expect to see a very big dent somewhere on planet Earth.
Yipes!
You can say that again.
Yipes! Dr. Heimerdinger,
yes.
What do you think are the chances that the asteroid could hit the Earth?
Well, I think the astronomers have measured the asteroid's path pretty accurately, so I don't think we're going to be hit. In other words, we're not going to wind up like the dinosaurs.
Oh, well, I hope you're right. And by the way, speaking of space, what do you think about the president of Iran saying that he wants to fly into space?
Well, as you know, the Iranians sent a monkey into space last week. But, of course, sending people into space is a much bigger challenge. Nevertheless, since you asked me what I think about President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, that's his name, of course, the president of Iran.
Yes, yes.
Of President Ahmadinejad wanting to fly into space, I think there are a lot of people who would be willing to help send him there, as long as it's a one-way trip.
Good point. Speaking of dictators, there's a new best-selling novel in Germany about Adolf Hitler. Are you familiar with this book?
You must be referring to Er ist wieder da.
Yes, that's the book. And since you speak German, can you tell us what that title means?
Of course. Er ist wieder da means he's back. And after that asteroid heads our way next Friday, I hope I will be able to say I'm back.
Well, hopefully we'll all be back next week, and we look forward to you joining us again in the not-too-distant future, Dr. Heimerdinger, who, as we have gotten noted, often noted, sounds very much like Arnold Schwarzenegger, doesn't
it? But I don't look anything I just sound like him.
But right now, we want to turn our attention to the weather. Last week, Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most famous groundhog, predicted an early spring, yet Russia's having one of its snowiest winters ever. Britain and Holland and Germany and Scandinavia have been hit hard by snow and cold all winter. And the upper Midwest in this country has been going through an extended Arctic cold blast. It doesn't feel like an early spring is on the way. So let's ask former Vice President Al Gore to weigh in on the weather. Good morning, Mr. Vice President.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Mr. Vice President, since you're an expert on global warming, how do you explain the global cooling we've been experiencing this winter all around the Northern Hemisphere?
Well, Diane, in a word, it's climate change.
That's two words.
All right, it's two words. But climate change is caused by global warming. That's another two words. And global warming is causing these weather extremes all around the globe. For instance, they've been having some very hot weather down in Australia.
Well, maybe that's because it's summertime in Australia, and it's wintertime in the Northern Hemisphere. So maybe the hot temperatures down there and the cool temperatures up here are just normal weather for this time of year.
Well, you got me there, Diane. But believe me, it's not just normal weather. It's all related to the wind patterns, and they're related to climate change, and that's caused by global warming. So trust me, I know about the wind and all that kind of stuff.
Well, what makes you such an expert on the wind?
Well, isn't it obvious? I'm a pompous windbag. And who would know more about the wind than a pompous windbag?
Vice President Gore, how about Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog? He didn't see his shadow last weekend, and that means we're going to have an early spring. Now, I might add that Punxsutawney Phil and his ancestors have been predicting the weather since 1887.
Well, that's ridiculous, Stevie. Groundhogs can't predict the weather. They don't have advanced degrees in meteorology and climate science.
Sir, neither do you.
Well, you got me there, Stevie. But I do have two things that Punxsutawney Phil does not have.
And what's that?
An Oscar and a Nobel Prize.
Well, I guess that's true. And on that note, we bid adieu to Al Gore. And bring in our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, and former Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat Massachusetts.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane,
Good
my
morning.
Friend. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And hello, ESPN radio listeners.
Gentlemen, I'd like to ask you about two stories that were in the news this week. First, the post office. Owing to mounting losses in its bottom line, the U.S. Postal Service has decided to stop Saturday deliveries starting this August. They'll still deliver packages, but not routine mail. This news follows the increase in postal rates just 1 week ago. Any comments?
Well, Stevie, my friend, as you pointed out, the mail rates just went up a week ago. This is another example of government incompetence. It's the way socialism works. The post office is increasing its rates and decreasing its service. Now, where in the private sector or in the capitalist economic system would that approach be successful? What kind of a business would even think of raising prices and lowering service at the same time, other than maybe the airlines? Yet, America's healthcare system will soon be turned over to the same people who run the Postal Service. That is to say, government bureaucrats, my friends, which is why I have three words of advice to the American people as Obamacare begins to kick in. Don't get sick.
Former Congressman Barney Frank.
Stevie and Diane, I'd like to remind you, if I may, of the post office motto. Neither Wayne, nor snow, nor sweet, nor hail can stop the mail from getting through.
Well, how does that motto apply to the post office stopping Saturday mail deliveries?
Well, it doesn't. But notice, there was absolutely no mention in that motto of runaway revenue losses at the Postal Service. And it's those runaway revenue losses. Runaway revenue losses, mind you. That's what's stopping the mail from getting through on Saturdays. So maybe with the increased weights and the decreased overhead, the post office can stop
bleeding red ink.
I think that's a pretty big maybe. But turning to another subject and another change, do either of you have any comment on the removal of the iron and its replacement by a cat as one of the playing pieces in the Monopoly game? Senator McCain?
Stevie, my friend, all I can really say is that I think it would be a really good idea if President Obama were to spend more time playing Monopoly and less time playing golf. Maybe if he learned about playing Monopoly, he might learn a few things about basic capitalism. And that, in turn, might help all of us to start producing more jobs back in America once again.
All right, Barney Frank?
Stevie and Diane, what a despicable comment by Senator McCain. But who needs an iron in this age of permanent press clothing? Moreover, I think the addition of a cat to the game of Monopoly is a very good thing. It goes with the Scotty dog, which, as you might have read in the reports, is the most popular playing piece in the Monopoly game.
That's right. Barney Frank, once again, you had the last word for today, although speaking of Scottish Terriers, we extend our sincere condolences to former President George W. Bush and his family on the loss of their little Scotty dog, Barney. When we come back, political humorist Bill Malberg is going to be talking about birthdays. It's on ESPN Radio, 93.5, 95.3. We are back with political humorist Bill Malberg. And Bill, you told me earlier that this week marks another birthday, and I suppose you're referring to Ronald Reagan's birthday, which was Wednesday, February 6th.
Well, yes, yes, Stevie, Wednesday was Ronald Reagan's 102nd birthday. But actually, Stevie, there's another birthday that's being celebrated today, February 8th.
Yeah. You're referring to the great science fiction writer Jules Verne, who was born on this date in 1828.
Well, Jules Verne was one of my great heroes as a kid reading his works, but I'm not referring to Jules Verne.
I suppose, how about actor James Dean? James Dean, born on this day, 1931.
Hmm. No, not James Dean.
Actor Nick Nolte?
Nope.
Author John Grisham?
Uh-uh.
Journalist Ted Koppel.
Not even close, Stevie.
I know whose birthday we're celebrating today.
Whose?
Bill Malberg. Happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you, Diane.
Bill.
Thank you, Stevie.
Happy birthday. We're so glad you were born.
Well, I am too.
Well, we always appreciate you.
Actually, I owe it all to my mom and dad.
There you go.
Hey, buddy, happy birthday, and thanks as always for your time, your talent. We really appreciate you on Friday mornings. There's no question about it.
Well, thank you. By the way, that bumper music at the end of the first segment, that was Frank Yankovic with the Pennsylvania Polka, which I thought would be appropriate because that was from Groundhog Day.
Right. Hey, Bill, thanks again, buddy.
Neither rain nor sleet nor snow nor hail.
We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Ask you wow.
And eveningwiththepresidents.com. You can learn all about Bill Malberg at eveningwiththepresidents.com. Well, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Illinois victory.
Yes.
We all feel pretty good around Champaign-Urbana with our Fighting Illini beating number one Indiana. Diane, have a great one.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much. I'm Stevie J. We'll meet back on Monday. Have a great and a safe weekend. And thanks for listening.
Are you at your...